Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Psych Hour. Today, we're discussing the depth of pain. Actually, continuing our discussion that we had last Wednesday, and also taking your calls for on-air readings. The call-in number is 914-338-0164. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook. If you haven't done so already, and if you're a regular caller, please do support our pages. Yeah, that's what we want you to do. And again, you can find those pages on our Blog Talk Radio profile. I say it every show. Neil and Kristen Baker, and then Neil Baker Psychic, as well as the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Those are pages on Facebook that you may like. Call a number once more is 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us so we know that you want a reading. And I'm going to bring a caller on right now. Area code 239.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes. I just didn't know if I was staticky or not because I have earbuds in. I'm not sure if they're working properly, but I guess they are.
They are. So, they are. I recognize your voice. What's your name?
You do? Lana.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't believe
I
ever called
in. Do you recognize our show? I think you've called us before many times.
Really? I don't think so, but
I do.
Maybe
I'll
if
let
you
me
say
find
so.
Your birthday. Well, anyway, 422-54? No.
No.
That's not you, but I know you've called 421-62.
No, I'm 11-5-46.
11-5 what is the year?
46.
1946.
I'm old.
27-9. Yeah, your voice sounds very familiar. We have some Donnas that call the show, but you definitely sound familiar. Okay, 27 equals 9, I believe, is the master number. Is that right?
Yeah.
17-27-9. Okay, Donna. What is your
Lana.
Lana, no, you have called our show. I remember you because you had a house sale you were curious about.
Oh, yes. That was quite a while ago. I do remember now. That's correct.
Yeah.
And I remember the 27. You told me that was my number.
Yeah. Yeah, so I misheard and thought you were Donna. But you're Lana, and your voice was familiar because you have called. So only once, I think, or twice. But
I think so.
What happened?
You have a good memory.
What happened? I know the house sale did not, or you didn't buy the house you were looking for. You said they were rude.
They were, and I didn't pursue it. And I'm happy. I loved the house, but I thought the location would be a problem. So I felt it was a good thing. I'm still in my house that I like, my own house. I didn't move. And I think I'm going to wait a while.
Okay.
What's
your question today?
Well, my question today is I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about somebody that is in my life or coming into my life as a partner.
Okay, and I wrote down relationship, Lana, before.
Yes.
you said anything. So I just want to tell you. So you're looking for a new relationship. Is there someone you're seeing currently?
I'm seeing somebody as a friend. I'm not sure where it's going to go, where I want it to go. I would like to be with someone on a permanent basis, and I'm wondering if you see something for me soon, either with somebody that
you're willing to move on from this relationship. You're not terribly committed to the relationship.
No, not at this time. I'm not sure about that, but it's good. It's a good friendship, and but I do want to be with somebody permanently.
Okay. And do you have this gentleman's birth date?
His birthday is the friend is April. I believe it's April 21st. And let's see, it would be
1940. Or, okay.
Yeah, it would be, he's going to be 78. Yeah, I guess it would be 1940.
Okay. So he's a 3 to your 9, 19 and 12, which becomes his inverted day, 21. You know, just to review, I believe we talked about this on the last show, but you're 72 years old currently.
Not his inverted day, is his full day.
I mean his full day. I'm sorry. And why did I say that? So you're 72 years old right now, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And that's your inverted, that's where my mind was, I was jumping ahead, but that's your inverted karmic number. You know, as far as this guy goes, I don't know, she doesn't sound totally committed to the relationship, and it sounds like it's more of a friendship, I would say.
Well,
it's a friendship right now. He has some things to work through, and that's why I hesitate.
Well, here's the thing, Lana. What you were saying about the inverted, their numbers together are 12, which is her inverted
day. Right,
that's
what I think I meant, yeah.
And their months and days both add up to 7. 11, 5, 1, 1 is a 7, 4, 2, 1 is a 7. Their years are interchangeable. I meant the words 4 to 6 is 46, 4 to 0 is 40. So their years are interchangeable. It's definitely a karmic situation. You are 72 years old, so that's your master number times 8. So you're on a multiple still of your master number. You're about closing it up, not yet quite yet. So you're going to be in a relationship this year. Now, let me ask you something. To your knowledge, this man, has he ever had problems with his children? Any problems personally with his children?
I don't believe so. But I don't know his situation that well.
Okay. Does he have children?
Yes, he does.
And so he's divorced?
He's divorced almost. He's separated. He has problems with his ex-wife that he's been separated from for 3 years.
Okay. Is that the one he has children with?
Yes. I don't think so. No.
The one that he's going to a divorce with, he's never had children with. And he's never
I don't
had
believe
children.
So.
Okay.
No,
how
I
many times has he been married? Does that count?
Two.
Two.
Okay. So what this amounts to, Lana, is not that you have a past life with this guy, and it's meant to be right now in your life, and potentially you're supposed to be with him. The problem, the reason why you're not with him in the full-fledged manner is because he has karma that's going on with his personal life, and that karma results in somehow connecting it to his children. And I don't know, maybe he didn't have trouble with them, but there was a divorce, so there must be some kind of trouble that went on with his children at some point in time. And that is causing a problem for him in moving forward. So your connection to this man is clean to the extent that you're supposed to be with him. The problem is that his karma is disrupting the process. So that means that you're either going to have to stick it out with him and wait, which I don't really suggest, because it would take at least 8 months for him to even come around to even talking about something being deeper, or you moving on and finding somebody new. But in any case, it's going to happen before November, I think, or right at the tail end of, you know, maybe December, January. Do you live anywhere near an amusement park or where there would be rides, or where's the closest amusement park area to you?
Probably a couple hours away, up in Tampa. Actually, there's a carnival going this weekend.
Oh, that's probably here in town.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Carnival going this weekend. So, so before I hand the mic over to Kristen, the relationship that's coming, I believe it's this year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of callers.
Okay. Yeah, we have a huge list of callers.
So to answer your question, I think it's this year. But keep an eye on this boyfriend, because if something drastically changes in relation to his dialogue with his children, that might be a sign that he might be the guy. If nothing happens, then it's going to be somebody
else.
Right,
because he's on a multiple, by the way, of his master number. He just, last year, it was his, started his 26th cycle of three at 78 years old. So, and she said 3 years of dealing with this divorce.
Yeah.
That's a cycle.
Yes.
And so he has a, you know, fresh cycle coming. So as Neil said, possible, but maybe someone else will come in. And we do have to move on, Lana, to other callers, because we've got such a long
list. Can I get a hold of you online?
You can.
On Facebook?
Yeah. You may,
Okay.
Or you can call by phone. And that number is 596-7818.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. My goodness. Busy. You know, normally we're not on Saturdays.
Maybe you should switch.
No, we're not going to do a show on Saturdays normally. So, but we were supposed to be on the air yesterday, and Blog Talk Radio had some technical issues, so we were not able to do the show. So that's why we're on today. All right. Area code 347.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. This is Tanika.
Hey, Tanika.
Hi.
Wow. How are you?
I'm okay.
Just okay. What's new? It's been a while.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys about someone that I've been seeing. I don't know what is going to happen with us, if the future holds anything for us, or what's going on with him, or how you feel. It always seems like on and off, and I don't know why. And I always feel like he has feelings for me, like we have something special, because every time we're off, he always seems to be drawn back. But I don't know, like, if a future is potential for us. I feel like it is, but I have a date of birth for you guys, because I know that you could pick up. I know that you could pick
up. Okay.
Huh?
Hi, go ahead. There was some kind of interference there. What's his birth date and name?
Okay, his date of birth is 10/28/76, and his name is Frank.
Frank. Did we talk to you about him before?
I think when we first met, but I didn't have his birthday or anything like that.
That's right. And what did we say? Because there was something that happened. I remember. What did we tell you at that point, Tanika?
I don't remember. I think you guys said that you would be able to see more if you had his birthday.
But wasn't there some kind of incident? How did you meet him?
We work together. He works
you
on
work together.
One level. Yeah, I work downstairs. He works upstairs.
That's right. And I think at that time, if I'm remembering correctly, this was after Mark. Mark is the other guy, right? That you were dating before?
Yeah.
And you met him, and we said the relationship was maybe it would be complicated if you got into a relationship with him, but that I think that was what we said. So we have the birth date. Did you add it up yet?
Yeah.
What
he
is
said 34/7.
34/7. All right. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, I mean, you have a connection with them. I mean, numerically, you have a connection with them. And not only that, but it has a certain percentage of it being transcendent. And what I mean by that is that there's a possibility that you could actually be in a relationship with this person. The problem, though, with him, somewhere in the in either the alignment of this life or the one before, there was an alcohol drinking problem. I don't know if you know of any related drinking issues he may have, or with his, with significant others or anything. Are you privy to that? Do you know of anything with drinking?
He has his routine after work every Tuesday and Friday. He goes to the bar.
So every Tuesday and Friday he goes to the bar?
Yeah, most of the time, unless the weather is like really bad. But that's like his routine.
That's his routine. Now, what I'm here's the suggestion that's going on. That isn't a bad thing, but in relation to reading the energy and taking out of that a theme that could be bad. Not that that's bad, but the energy that what I'm hearing is that he's somewhat irresponsible with the relationship, meaning that you can't count on a stability, on a stable relationship with this person as we speak, unless he changes. But you can't count on a stable relationship with him, so we can't put all our money in there. And there's something to do with a dog. I don't know if you're having a dog, or Kristen also wrote it down, I didn't know. But either you have a dog, he has a dog, or there's a dog story to be told. Anything with a dog?
No, I don't know anything about a dog with him.
You don't know anything about a dog?
Maybe we were, Neil and I were picking up on each other's thoughts about a dog.
Did you ever have a dog?
No, I've always had cats. I love cats.
Do you know any stories about somebody finding a lost dog? It has nothing to do with you. Anybody who ever told you a dog story about a dog?
Mm-mm.
No. So it has to do with him. It has to do with him. I don't know what it is yet, because that's going to be on his side of the map. How about anything to do with firemen or fires or fire trucks? We may be talking about him.
The answer is no.
Okay. So it has to do with him. And what we're going to factor in right now is that there's not enough stability in this person's life to establish the kind of relationship you're probably looking for.
I have a question, Tanika. Does it bother you that he goes to the bar twice a week?
No, because you know why? It doesn't seem like it interferes with his work life or his life at all. Like, he always is at work, always is on time. He's very good in standing with the boss and with the office. He's very responsible. So it doesn't seem like it bothers. I mean, the first time we met, it bothered me that, you know, he wouldn't bring me, but other than that, I'm not a bar person anyway. It doesn't seem like it's interfering in his life, like, at all. Like,
so he's not like, you don't think he's over drinking or anything like that,
no,
but he likes the
social
aspect of being at a bar, having a couple of drinks.
But in terms
of the commitment level to you, he's not willing to put aside that part of his life in order to, like, be more committed. Not necessarily that you need to see each other every night of the week, but there's something he's holding on to in his single life that he's not wanting to release, it sounds like.
That's why I'm like, is he involved or in love with someone else? How does he feel about me? Like, does he not look at me that way? Because I know it's not the bar. As far as I know, I don't know if he's involved with or has feelings for someone else that I could never get from him, you know.
And you haven't talked about a commitment or anything? There's no commitment between the two of you?
No, I've always, he knows how I feel. And he's always like, oh, you know, I know you want a guy that, you know, wants a relationship, and I don't want a relationship. I know you like hugs and kisses and dates and stuff. I'm like, okay, fine. And then the very next day, he's getting me lunch. He's coming to see me. He's, you know, asking me to meet him on the steps at work.
Tanika, the question isn't that there isn't a bond between the two of you, and that there's even a karmic bond and a potentially higher transcendent bond. That's not the question. We've already established that psychically. The question is that he's not stable enough to have a stable relationship. That's the question. So you can't, it's not that you can't get in the car and drive it. It's just that it doesn't, it has mechanical problems. He has a personal problem with establishing a relationship. That doesn't mean he doesn't want one and want one on his terms. So he keeps coming back to you, but he's already made a claim to you that he's not prepared to be an established traditional relationship with the kids and the marriage and all that, but he would like to drive around with you.
So I'm sorry.
And as long as you accept that, he's going to drive around with you. But what we're saying is that if you're looking for stability, you're not going to get it with him.
And the problem, I mean, Tanika, since we've known you, you've had these relationships with men that aren't fully committed, or there's abuse or fighting. That's something that is plaguing you throughout your search for someone. And I think she wants a commitment, don't you? Don't you want someone who's going to be committed to you and share a life with?
Of course. And he seems, and Frank is like a really nice guy. You know, that's why it hurts. And I just cut it off sometimes. But, you know, we always just come back. So, like, I sometimes wonder, is it that he feels a certain way and I need to give it time and it will turn into
Tanika,
that, you know?
Tanika, you can't, if you want a serious relationship, then find somebody who's ready for it. Unless you're just having pleasure, just having this relationship with him, and it's going to be on his terms. You will have a relationship with him, and it will continue to be this way. But if you want something more, you can't be drawn to his conditions unless you're ready for it, and that's what you want.
Right. I mean, he has certain qualities that you like and, you know, fit your idea of what who you want in to be in a relationship with. She's 41. 41?
No, 40.
40. She's going to be 41
in
this year.
If you want a relationship with a marriage and a stable and not just a really good guy that you date or and hang around with, if you want something stable, don't go with him.
The problem is she's trying to fix people. She tried to fix the last guy, and she's trying to, like, get this guy to change. It's probably not going to happen, is my point.
It isn't a matter of fixing. You're not a mechanic. Don't try to fix this guy. You just take a chance and find somebody who's a little bit more stable, who's really looking for the same thing you're looking for. He's already told you he's not looking for what you're looking for, but he's willing to have a relationship with you, just not on your terms, on his terms.
Convenience.
And so, you know, you're drawn to several things about him, and a lot of what his conditions fit what you want, but it doesn't fit your package. And you know, we're psychics. We're saying it's not healthy to stay in this, hoping it's going to change. Move out of it. Find somebody else. And if he wants to come back on your conditions, then that's different. But don't stay on his conditions if you want something stable, unless you're happy with the way it is.
Oh, no, you're right. I never did our numerology or anything. I just know his Chinese astrology, numerology-wise, what is he? Because, like, I know I'm a one, and I never looked into his numerology.
He's a seven, and seven is, I mean, it's a great number, but what his number is really doesn't matter in this case, because he's not living up to, you know, what that number should
entail.
I mean, Neil's a seven, but, he
he's the same
master number
as me, but we're two different
completely
birds here. He has a 1028, which is an 11. That's a relationship problem. I mean, we're not, you know, we could talk all day long about the connections. There are connections there. But the end of the picture is it's not going to give you the distance you need and what you're looking for. And so there's nothing miraculous about there being a connection between the two of you. And there's nothing miraculous about there being an attraction. But that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for something stable, permanent, and a little bit more serious. And this karmic character isn't going to give that to you.
I feel like on the last show, there was something you picked up, Neil, about there was an injury or something or a sickness, vertigo, something with the ear. Was there something with the ear that was going on with Frank?
He doesn't have an ear issue. He has, like, on his neck, like, there's like a lump, a small lump.
Yes.
And I don't know what it is. And I asked one of the doctors there before, because we work at a doctor's office. He's been working in years, and I just started there. I asked him if they ever looked at it. Like, don't tell him I asked, but, you know, do you guys think it's okay? And he's like, he used to see a doctor here. I'm not sure. He never complained about it. So I asked Frank about it before, and he just said, you know, it's just like a benign growth or whatever the doctor said. But he didn't, of course, he didn't really feel comfortable going into it.
But Yeah, but I think that was picked up in the last reading that we did with you. That lump, I knew it was somewhere in the head or neck.
It's going to be all kinds of connections.
But I think that validation was, this was before really you started getting into dating. So I think that was a validation that she shouldn't move forward in the relationship. But you chose to, you know, everybody has freedom of choice and you chose to continue with the relationship. But unfortunately, he's not going to be transformed into the guy that you want him to be.
If you move on, if you say, look, I'm looking for something serious and that's what I need. I'm looking for that. You're a great guy. We have a lot of things connected to. And I'm sure we could have a nice time, but I'm looking for something more serious. Thank you very much. You move on. Now, if he wants to come over to your side and think, oh, my God, I don't want to lose her, I'll change. That's the way to do it. Don't manipulate him, but that would be the only way. Otherwise, you're just going into his comfort zone because he wants you, but he's not mature enough to have you. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, Tanika. I hate... You know, we want you to have a relationship and be happy, for sure. So that's our intention.
You're going to have a relationship.
Yeah.
But you're going to have one. Your number said, I'm not worried about that. That's not the problem. The problem is you don't want to block that.
And she, you know, just to let you know, you're on your fourth cycle of your 10. You know, you're compounded, so 37, 10, 1. So you're 40 years old, and that's, you know, heart. So a relationship should come in, but you can't hold on to a relationship that's going to block something from coming in. So you want to keep that in mind, too.
Yeah. Don't worry. I mean, if you don't have to do anything. We're just telling you the situation. Okay?
No, I wanted to hear it. I mean, I did want to hear what you guys see with him. So now I heard it. I mean, if you guys see me getting into a relationship one day, because it definitely feels like I'm just not going to be one of those people that's going to have, like, kids and marriage one day, because I even meet these nice guys, but then something's wrong, and they don't want to commit to me. And, you know,
if you're going to have kids, it's going to be somewhere around 42. But, you know, you got to open up the world, your world a little bit more wider for somebody who's more serious about it. But, you know, you have about 2 years to make this decision in our estimation. But you know, I don't think that Frank wants those kinds of things. He's not ready for that. So if you're looking to have children, get on the ball and start looking for a man that's going to suit that.
Yeah, but you're 40, so definitely you need to get going on that. But we have to move on to Nick. We've got other callers, and we got to make sure we get to them. So we're glad you could join us today.
Thank you. I'm glad that I got to speak to you finally with his numbers. So I wanted to for a couple months now.
Yeah.
And Marty put off.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. This, I believe, is this Tina? Hello? Boy.
Do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Christine. Hi, Neil. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Hi.
Yeah,
good.
I'm surprised that I made it. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Glad. It's like 8 o'clock where you are, or 8, what is it, 8:30?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And
you just had a birthday, so happy birthday.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, and that's how.
She's a 27.9. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm doing fine actually. So there's not really. I feel pretty much in alignment with all the things I do. But there's a but. There's always a but. There is some, I'm wondering in how far, there were moments before where I was more psychically connected or more, not spiritually, but psychically I could pick up much more things. And right now I'm not, or it's just a moment where I'm... I'm very aligned with my life and that all is going well, but at the same time, it's like a stillness, which I can't really explain. But I was just thinking, why not call in and ask what's happening or what maybe 2019 could maybe I should focus on something I miss out or
So first of all, Tina, you at in 2018 you began your fifth cycle of your master number nine. So you're in that cycle now, and you have very long cycles, obviously, because your master number is nine. But something I wanted to say to you about that, what you're saying about psychic energy and how you felt like you were more perceptive, and then it's kind of ebbed a little bit.
That is,
you know, in terms of psychic development, in terms of my own psychic development, I have that experience too. So sometimes it's very active, and then it will pull back. But I think that, you know, in the process of learning, sometimes it's more, you know, taking in more information and then being able to perceive more in the world. So I think there's a kind of dance that it does. So I wouldn't be worried about that. I mean, don't you do psychic groups or something like that? Like meetups with people?
I was in different circles, but as they were all in the States, I did them during the night, and I just after 3 years, I was just it just a little bit killed me. It killed my sleep. I had to stop that for a while, and I just did several online lectures and meetings and read a lot, really very much. So I'm really very much into self-studying, but all this studying, of course, is good intellectually.
Okay.
But
so
without
we
practicing,
have a lot of callers.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of callers, Tina. So let me get to the point, and then we're going to go on to the next caller.
We're okay. We'll be okay.
Oh, okay. I thought we had lost a few. Okay. So
in
here's
the process.
Tina, your problem, and we can talk about this because you're somewhat educated in this field. Your problem is in your second chakra. Your second chakra is blocked and causing a problem in your third eye. So what you need to do in your you know what the chakras are, right?
Okay.
No, not Tina. Do you know what the chakras are?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, of course. I do.
Your second chakra is blocked. You need to investigate energy that you need to investigate activities or energies that will open up your second chakra, your sacral chakra, your reproductive chakra.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to be sexually active. I'm not suggesting that.
She is. I mean, she's married, so she has a children, marriage.
Yeah, but what's happening is that your self-esteem has gone down. So your ego and your self-esteem has gone down, and you need to do enriching kind of energies that will help your second chakra get lively again, become more active in terms of energy. So whatever you can do, some people do acupuncture, they do massage, they do breathing, but your problem is in your second chakra.
And that's back blocking her sixth chakra, which, by the way, is broken up in her 2-4.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay.
The balance of your second chakra, essentially.
You need, you know.
That's very concrete.
You know, sometimes foods that are considered sensual
like
figs and might open up your second chakra. Sometimes self-stimulation can do that. Certain breathing exercises can do it. But you got to go into your zone because somewhere you lost some self-esteem. Maybe it comes from your past. Maybe there's something in your relationship you're not happy with. There's something that's depressing you and is pausing in your second chakra and blocking you.
So question, Tina, can you validate, you know, anything with the relationship? Anything?
Well, the relationship, is okay. Well, the relationship is okay. Let's say it's not that I have a troubled connection with my partner, but I will try to work on the second chakra. I think I take that advice and with food and all sensual advices you give me, I will try to
You know, what you got to do, Tina, is look at where your self-esteem is lacking. Look at what's prompting you to not feel good about yourself.
So, Tina, is there anything in your self-esteem that's feeling less confident than usual, or anything in your work that's getting you down, making you feel like you're not? Totally.
No, not really. Actually, that not. But I had. I think I had beginning of last year. I had. I think a miscarriage.
Yeah.
That could be.
The energy of that is probably our best bet right now, because now you're validating something about the second chakra. And whether you had it or not, the thought that you might have had one is supporting the premise that your second chakra has some damaging energy in it. And you need to you need to nurture that second chakra. And in fact, if you did have a miscarriage, you need to nourish your second chakra. Go online, look at what you can do. And I'm going to tell you something else that sounds silly. Eat cantaloupe. Eat a lot of cantaloupe.
That's really good for, skin.
Okay.
Eat cantaloupe, rub it. I don't care what you do with it. No. Eat it, bathe in it, wear it. Cantaloupe. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Tina, for calling.
Yeah. Yo.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Ciao bella. Okay. All righty. We've got 541 area code here. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Anna. And you want my birthday?
ANA or ANNA?
One N.
I got it. That's what I wrote down. So I got it right.
Yeah, I like that. Right, simple. And the birth date is 12/24/52.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm wanting to know about finances, and I'm looking at changing my investment strategy and wondering if it's a good move or not.
Can you repeat that, please? You want it before the investment. What did you say?
I'm looking at talking with somebody about changing my investment strategy totally, and I want to know if you can tell me if this is a good move or not.
Okay.
Major change.
She's an 8. Yeah. 26/8. So that's the theme of money.
Do you own property?
Yes.
And do you own any other property aside from your residential property? Do you own anything where there's a rental or you lease out?
Yes.
I
do. I rent a house where I used to live, and I thought I was going to sell it, and then the market went bad, so I didn't sell it. It's rented right now, and there's a nasty woman living there. She gives me trouble all the time.
Well, and so the market's down right now, so it wouldn't behoove you to sell it. So you have a nasty renter, and does she pay her bills?
Yeah, she does, but, I asked her. She painted, and I asked her to send me pictures of it so I could see what she's done, know what colors they are, just see what the house looks like, what she's done. And her response to me was, it's not your house, it's mine. She wouldn't send me pictures. I'm like, that's typical of her. Doesn't cooperate.
Well, I mean, there might be a privacy level there for her, but her attitude is nasty. You're right.
Yeah.
And right. she and so she has a right to her privacy. It's not her home, it's your home. So she's mistaken there. You can find out your rights as a landlord and owner
yeah.
of the home. You know,
no,
you could
it's the lease maybe that I have a right to inspect the home.
Yeah,
you know,
me, that's what I was saying.
Easier for her to take pictures than have me send somebody in.
Yeah,
it
you have a right to. Well, I would enforce your right to inspect the home and do a walkthrough and make sure everything is fine. You have a right to do that, so I would exercise
yeah.
that right. There are four conservative investments that we're picking up here. Four conservative investments. First of all, does that make any sense to you?
I'm not sure. I'm looking at coins, silver coins.
Okay.
Silver
so
to
in,
invest
so
in.
Silver coins, not gold, silver?
Yeah, silver, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
can buy more with less.
yeah. yeah, no, that's okay. But there's three other investments. So think about it. Think
okay.
about it. Are there three other investments?
Yeah. Well, I'm considering, I'm looking at pot stocks.
What?
Pot?
You mean
pot,
like?
Cannabis stocks.
Marijuana stocks?
And what else?
I'm looking, that's kind of, I'm
well,
just looking in that arena.
Uh-huh. Okay, how many properties do you have? You own your home?
I own my home and the other one, yeah.
So there's
that's
four.
It.
That's the four. So with your investment person, are you talking about maybe investing in silver and pot? Is that the discussion?
Well, he's not part of the pot. He's just with the silver. His company deals in the silver and gold. So we were talking
uh-huh.
extensively, and I have to make a decision to sell my stocks and buy coins because he's pretty much got me convinced
wait, so
that the stock market is going to go down.
Yes, stocks. Stocks,
what?
Marijuana, silver, and property. That's four.
Well, that's four there, too, yeah. So your stock's not doing well?
Well, one of them has been consistently this month or 2 months going down. I've lost quite a bit, and I think the whole market is probably going to take a nosedive, and so
yeah.
I'm just, you know, looking for confirmation of that. And so if
okay,
I sell all of these stocks... You know,
let me ask
and,
you something because the readings are really short, Anna. Does $17,000 have any significance to you or thereabouts?
Not that particular number.
Okay, what number comes closest to $17,000?
$21,000 in debt.
Okay, so
$21,000 in what?
In debt.
You have $21,000
yeah.
in
so
debt.
So the difference is $4,000. You see, so
four.
There's that four again. So there's an element of four going on, which has to do with your karmic element. I would switch over to silver if I were you. We're on stock. We can't recommend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can give you our psychic impressions. That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
You know, that's all we're doing. So. Well, because we have this four theme going on and there's some other things that we came up with that were psychically validated, I would probably, if I were you, switch to silver. Remember, these are just psychic impressions. And 17,000 opposed to 21, that's a 4,000 difference. So maybe that's going to bring you down. Somehow you're going to get down to $12,000 in debt, and then it's slowly going to go down.
Yeah, I mean, are you able to pay that off? You have investments, so there's...
Well, what I have to do is sell the stocks and pay the debt right then. It's a margin debt.
Right. So then how much would you have left if you sold the stocks and paid the debt?
I have to look at my... A good solid chunk.
Okay.
It's more than
yeah.
$17,000.
Right.
Yeah, there's enough there to pay it, so, you know, I just
right.
have to,
yeah.
to pay
you
it.
Know, sell the stocks
to pay
do
it down slowly and
yeah.
whatever.
You
well, no,
want...
it's an all or nothing. It's not
oh,
a pay
why?
It down.
Yeah. Really?
Well, the debt's
yeah,
only
I'm looking
going to...
at cashing out most of these stocks, paying off the debt, and then using that chunk to buy the silver.
That's what I would do.
Yeah?
That's what I would do if I were you. And the debt would only increase. You got this albatross
It'll...
around your neck. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. You know, you're 66. Get rid of it. and then start to invest in silver, and let's see if that can change things around. Prediction wise, it probably will, but you know, we're just offering information psychically, entertainingly, whatever you want to call it. We take pride in what we do, and we try to be correct. But that would be the suggestion.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that this person I'm talking to is on the up and up, and he's not just a good salesman trying to talk me into making a commission?
I don't know. I would get other opinions. I don't know about that one. I would get other opinions. Investing in silver, I would be very cautious about this person. Psychically, I don't know, maybe Kristen has some feeling, but psychically I have caution. So I wouldn't, you know, when I drive on the freeway, if it says 65 miles an hour, I'm not just going to go, 65, I'll drive 65. I drive cautiously.
Right.
I drive cautiously. You need my pickup on this guy is cautious. Be cautious about him. And I get a lot of blue coloring around him. I don't know if he wears blue. I don't know what's going on with blue with him, but there's a blue coloring. What does the color blue mean to you?
I like turquoise and the watery kind of blue, but other than that,
do you have any blue room in your house? Do you have anything?
I have.
Blue?
Yeah, some of the walls are painted light blue, turquoisey blue.
There we go. So I would have caution. You need to get other opinions before you just hand them over your business.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say no, but you need to get other opinions, because what you need to do is you're getting out of debt. I would get out of that debt, and then I'd be very cautious and invest in something, maybe silver, but go very conservatively and with a very reputable company and not just some individual that might be sweet-talking you. I'm cautious about this person.
Well, he's with a big company. He's Gold Co. He's a big company. But you know, he's a schmoozer salesperson.
That further supports a caution, a vibe of caution, I think. I mean, if he's a schmoozer, a salesperson, I personally, you know,
yeah,
I would
cautious.
Steer clear.
I'm
maybe you have to get, I mean, if you're looking to buy silver, make investments, I wouldn't just consult with one person. That's not smart. Get multiple opinions, not just one opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not going to cost you anything to talk to different different people. So,
right, yeah, they'll have what they're offering. They have a gold coin that they have cornered the market on. There isn't anyone else that has these coins that they have. So because I've already checked.
You're thinking they have a product that no one else can offer you, and that's why you're drawn to this particular person. What's the name of the company?
Gold Co.
Gold Co. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have to move on to other callers, Anna, but I would, you know.
You can always call back.
Yeah.
You can always call back. There's something about this person that I have some cautionary element about. There's something, I don't know what it is yet. He may be okay, but the caution is stopping me from just giving it a firm validation. You might want to talk to somebody else in the company, maybe a female. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's interesting.
I'm not sure.
Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Where about in Oregon?
Ashland.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, they have pretty good reviews online, but you know, they have locations here actually in California. So
yeah, they're
chain.
Based in California.
There's mixed. I mean, there's mixed reviews. Some have great, some are not so great. But
yeah, but anyways, you know, the caution doesn't mean no. It just means I don't. We don't have time to go into the cautionary note psychically. I'm not sure, but the idea of selling your stocks and getting rid of your debt and investing in this company might be a good plan. But that cautionary stuff has to be cleared up. I don't know what's going on there yet.
Okay, Lana, hopefully that helps you.
All right. right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we hope you join us on Facebook where our pages are, Neil Baker Psychic, Neil and Kristen Baker is our personal page, and the Neil Baker Psychic Hour is the page for our show. We have one last caller, 307 area code. Hi. Hello.
They'll never call me mom, ever.
She calls me mom.
No.
She calls me dad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I didn't know I was going to get a reading today. I'm excited.
Oh, good. Well, we aim to please. What's your name?
My name is Alyssa. And I live in Wyoming, and my birthday is 9/17 of 79.
Okay. 60. And Alyssa, or 43/7.
It's A-L-L-I.
Oh, go ahead.
A-L-L-I-S-S-A.
A-L-L-I-S-S-A. Okay. I believe we've spoken with you before, Alyssa.
Maybe it might a long time.
Quite a while ago.
Maybe.
It's been quite a while. Do you have a specific question today?
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, my relation or love life or whatever is kind of I was wondering about that.
You're wondering about your love life. Is there someone specific you want to ask about, or
not really. Just wondering where it's going. Yeah, not really.
Well, you're turning 40 this year, huh?
Oh yeah, I am.
You are turning 40 years old. Well, one thing that I'd like to say about your relationship, or possibly why you're having are you having some troubles in relationship? I mean,
yes, I am.
Finding somebody. You're 40 years old and your karmic number is, you're 39 years old. I don't want to make you older than you are. You're 39 years old. So you have 3.5 years, good years, before you reach the age of 43. And that's when you're going to have a really big change in your life. And it's possible that the people that you're meeting right now, I mean, your karmic number is pretty high. So you have to go all that time to the age of 43 till you have this change. And the people that you're meeting prior to that age are possibly maybe solely karmic past life relationships, which can be, you know, difficult when you're looking for something that's, you know, a long lasting relationship. I'm sure you're looking for a long lasting relationship. So that may be part of the problem.
Sorry. I thought that I found, I've been seeing a guy and, I really thought he was the one, and just recently we've been together only 9 months, but I've been just doubting the relationship.
I'm sorry, what did you say about 9 months?
I've been in a relationship for about 9 months, but
which is your month and the last number in your year. Nine is your month, the last number in your year. But go ahead.
And I don't know, recently I've just been noticing just little stupid things, and I'm just doubting the relationship now.
So you are in a relationship and there's relationship problems. What's his birthdays, real quick?
It's 10/25 of 84.
Okay. 10/25/84. Well, and you guys have a 5-year age difference. 6, 7, 8, 18, and 12. He's a 30 equals 3. Anything? Well, you know, your numbers, 9/1 is his month 10. 9 and 1 is 10. He's born in the 10th month. His day is your not only your master number, but your fire number, which is the second number in your day.
Anything else? Is that good?
Well, it shows that there's a karmic past life connection. It's a karmic past life relationship.
I feel like I know him.
What are the problems you've had or you're having with him?
Trusting him, and just like he, I don't know if he intentionally annoys me, and he, every time I have money or whatever, I'm very a giving person, and just recently he's been like trying to control me with money, kind of, and just like not really, I don't know, just acting like he's not in it or something. I don't know what's going on with him.
What do you mean he controls you with money?
Like, just on payday and stuff, I had a doctor's appointment, so he started a fight with me so he didn't have to give me the money to go to my doctor's appointment. Just like stupid stuff like that.
Do you make your own money?
Yeah, I have my own money too. But I was just, I was broke, so he knew I needed the money.
So you borrowed the money or you gave me the money?
No, the relationship isn't an enriching relationship, and it's problematic. And, you know, you can spend your life with somebody like this and not be totally happy and settle for what it is, but I don't think it's a good bargain for you.
Obviously not to me.
There's something to do with, we're running out of time, but there's something to do in a past life or this life, maybe with horses, animals.
She's
horses.
In Wyoming.
I'm in Wyoming.
Do you have any horses?
Land or horses?
No, I don't, but there's horses all around me. Yeah.
Okay. So I think there's somebody else that's a little bit better suited for you. We don't have time to get into that. And you can stay with
all
this
right.
person. But if you're troubled over a relationship situation and you want love, it's not coming from this guy. This isn't your...
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
And she didn't even want to ask about him. We kind of pushed her into it.
Yeah.
But
there is somebody a little bit older. You may not like that, but there is somebody
older
who's going to be more suited to being your mate than this fellow.
Okay. Do you know maybe when I'll meet him, or do you guys have any idea? Will it be in like years, or
it could be between 1 to 3 years. But don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
It could be between 1 and 3 years.
I need to get myself together anyway.
Yeah.
If you need to get yourself together, that's a good amount of time to do it.
1 to 3 years.
Yeah, for sure. I have a lot of time. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would let go of this person and get yourself together, and tag in about 1 to 3 years, and you're going to find somebody I think in that time zone.
Okay, all right. Thank you guys so much.
He's an older guy. He's an older, a little bit older, and he may have a ranch.
He's 85 or 86 years old, probably.
What?
No, just kidding. No, we're teasing. A few years older.
Maybe
that's why the horse
he
came
has
in.
A ranch or a horse or something.
Yeah.
Is he, will he be financially stable or?
Yeah, he's financially stable.
Oh, great.
You don't have to worry about that. That won't be his problem. He'll just be he has old traditions, but that's not the bad thing. That's not so bad.
Okay.
No,
Alyssa,
I like a man with traditions. Okay. Okay. Thank you guys.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye. You're welcome. And Alyssa can follow us on our pages. We would love it if she did. She can find those pages on our Blog Talk Radio profile.